I didn't love this album when it came out.
Oh,
I don't care if y'all get mad. I don't give a fuck. I didn't love this album when it came out.
Where were you? Hold on.
Shut up, Ralph.
I was in Conyers.
Okay.
And what year was this, B?
93.
No, I was not in Conyers yet. 93, I was still in California.
Doggy Style. Like, this album is huge for me. You know, a lot of these albums, I'd be like, man, I ain't listen to this shit. I ain't got no connection to it. I'd be over here chilling. but this was my introduction to West Coast music.
We have to talk about probably one of the best opening singing of Ain't No Fun from Nate Dogg. Like, that is the best. Man. That is the best opening of a song. Like, the beat, everything. The beat was so catchy. That was like one of the most free. I know in Detroit, that was like one of the most freestyle over beats that people use for a long time. Yeah, in Detroit it was. Like, every time when because there used to be a segment on Detroit radio station WJLB where, like, they have the freestyle, so you call in and freestyle, and they always played that beat. So every time someone call in, oh, I'm ready to freestyle, and then, you know, people be on there freestyling. So it was like, that's how big that beat was. But yeah. Nate Dogg, that's what made this. Yeah, that's what made this album so anticipated for me, because I remember hearing Snoop on the Chronic. I was like, man, who is this dude? Like, you know, hearing the deep cover. The deep cover.
Wait, Nate Dogg is why you anticipated this album?
No. I'm just going that's back to the album. I'm sorry. I'm going back to some. Come on, Snoop.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what made me anticipate this album so much, because hearing Snoop
on the Chronic.
I was like, and in 187 on the deep cover soundtrack, I was like, who is this dude?
It was the hip hop version of, like, Parliament and shit like that, because he had sampled a lot of it. But it was like hours, right?
Yeah. As like our me. Time. Yeah.
As a teenager, it was like hours. It was like my dad and you know, his friends and his brother, whatever, had their Parliament, their George Clintons and shit like that. And it was like Dre came in and Warren G came in and Daz, and they flipped it.
Remember, I told y'all that was not the type of rap that I loved. And the thing about it is, when that shit came out, it didn't sound like West Coast to me. I was fucking like, what, 12? No. I was young. In 91,
we're talking about the Chronic.
Yeah. Okay. In 91, I was like 12 or something like that. That didn't sound West Coast to me. I mean, West Coast didn't even really have like
It was just gangster rap.
Yeah. We were just known for just beats and motherfuckers talking about shooting people. That's it. So when Chronic came out, he wasn't talking about that.
Yeah.
So it didn't sound like California to us. It's weird thinking about it now, because now, of course, I fucking love the album. Mm-hmm. But I didn't love the album until I was in high school. Because then I could appreciate the album, because I knew where it was coming from. At 12? Nah, man, I wasn't like, man, Chronic is the best album ever. Nah, it was like, this is weird.
So fast forward.
Fast forward to what?
93.
To so when Doggy Style came out, I liked it and I thought it was cool, but again, it was, to me, it was Chronic Part 2, so I really wasn't vibing with it like that. I was still listening to West Coast rap.
So this one didn't sound West Coast to you?
Mm-mm. Nah, like I said, like, for me being fucking 12, 13, I was used to Spice One. Motherfuckers talking about, and DJ Quick. This didn't sound like that. If you were around in California, I think it was a little bit different.
Yeah, I can see that.
I think when you're in another area, and you look at that time from now, you're automatically like, man, that shit sound West Coast. But it didn't. It didn't sound West Coast.
I get you. Yeah, I get you. You being there, you know.
Like,
so,
we didn't, like,
it wasn't defined
to us.
So you can't, this was the beginning of that G-Funk era.
Exactly.